fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and continue to take up the topic this week on spiritual combat, the Christian life as a militant endeavor, as Pope Francis mentioned to us, I read earlier in the week, as he was giving a talk reflecting on the teaching of St. Paul from Ephesians chapter 6, where Paul reminds us that our battle, that the fundamental drama of our life is a spiritual battle, and our battle is not against our next door neighbor or the person we don't like at work. The battle that we're fighting is against spiritual forces, real spiritual beings, Satan himself and the demons who are subject to him, who are set against us and are trying to literally steal every human being, every eternal soul, every person from the hand of God. And there's a conflict between the kingdoms, and the conflict is so real, it's so profound and total, that God himself came in Jesus, his Son, the beloved Son. God came, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believed in him would not die but have everlasting life. It's a passage we all know, that we've all heard of, and it's great to rejoice in that and to accept that, to realize that our salvation, what is our salvation? Salvation means Jesus came to save us from what? From sin and death. And the source of that sin and death, as we talked about early in the week, is the envy of the devil. Death entered the world through the envy of the devil. And we're up against real forces with real power that try to enslave us and separate us from God. And so we see this beautiful passage that whoever believes in him will not die but have everlasting life. This is the key thing. When we say, how do we arm ourselves in this spiritual combat? I've talked a lot this week about the nature of our enemy, how he tries to seduce us, how easily we're seduced. And if you didn't have a chance to tune into the program, I'd encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. I think there's a lot there for you. You know, every person who's listening, either you, maybe you're a regular listener and you're fervently following the Lord and you're trying to equip yourself every day, you're entering the battle, you're taking up the armor and fighting that spiritual battle every day. Maybe you just accidentally tune into the program and you're not even a believer, you don't believe in religion or God or even spirituality or anything, and you're kind of scratching your head and wondering what this program's all about. Today's program and the programs that spoke about this this whole week, really beginning with Monday, it applies to every single person who's listening to the program. Whether you believe there is a God or not, the reality of the drama, the spiritual drama that's unfolding affects each and every one of us. And knowing what that drama is, what that battle is all about, and the source of that conflict, the battle's deep within each one of us. Whether we want to believe it or not, each person who's listening to the program was made by God. You came from the mind and the heart of God. You have infinite value, infinite worth. Why? Because God made you. Because God made you to be with him for all eternity. You have a mind and a heart, a spirit, a soul, because you were made in the image of God. You're the crown of his creation here on earth that he made. And you're destined to share. All of this was made for you as a gift from God. And literally, I mean, we all know, we've all had moments where we've been captivated by the beauty and the majesty of the world we live in. And it creates in us a sense of wonder and awe, just maybe glimpses of that. Because it is a wonder. What God has made is a wonder. It's beautiful. But you're a wonder. You're the crown of God's creation. But we don't see it. We don't know it. Because we're fallen. Because we're separated from God. Because of sin. And we're in a spiritual battle. And Jesus came to win that battle. And to bring light where there's darkness so that we can see. We can see who we are, where we're from, where we're going, and the meaning of my life in this world. And what it means to live a fulfilled life, a life with purpose, an integrated life. Who am I? Why am I here? Jesus came to reveal all of it. And he said, follow me. He looked at us and he said, I'm the light of the world. I'm the light that this world needs, because this world is literally in darkness. It cannot see what really matters. In fact, it's running headlong in the wrong direction. It's exalting things that lead to death. It refuses to acknowledge God. Friends, just think of how much effort in the world goes into pushing God to the margins. How difficult it is to even speak his name in public. Friends, God made everything. We're creatures. Yet what do we want to do? This God who made everything, who loves us, who holds our destiny in his hands, who wants to give us an eternal share in his glory. What do? We silence him. We drive him away. Why? Because we don't trust him. Because we only trust life if it's in our hands. Me, me, me. That's the darkness. That's the blindness. And Jesus said, don't fall for it. That's darkness. Follow me. This is life. Worship God. Him only should you serve. Seek first the kingdom of God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. Lay down your life. All that. Jesus said, this is the road to happiness. This is the road to fulfillment. This is the road to safety. Every other direction is the road to disaster. It's danger. And Jesus was vindicated in his resurrection, in his ascension to glory. The victory belongs to the Lord. The kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ. And in that beautiful passage in John 3:16, where he said, for God so loved the world, he gave his only son, that whoever believed in him would not die, but have everlasting life. We all know that passage. It goes on, for God sent his son into the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Jesus is saving the world, and his church knows that. And everyone who's been baptized, been marked by the sign of Christ, is entered into the same battle that Christ has entered into, and our desire is to make it home to eternal life and to bring as many people with us as we can, to obey the Lord and to cooperate with his work of saving souls. He said, he who believes in him is not condemned. He who does not believe is condemned already because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. This is what Jesus revealed. That's what he means by this is the judgment. Jesus, in his vindication on the cross, his passion, death, resurrection, ascension, everything Jesus said, his diagnosis about the sin-sick condition of the human heart is absolutely vindicated. And his judgment about the condition of the world, his judgment about sin, his judgment about the sickness of the human heart, it's been made. And what's revealed is this. Even though love came, even though light came into the world, men love darkness rather than light. This is what we need to be saved from. This is what we need to admit. Jesus is right. He's right about me. I want to live for myself. I want fame and power and pleasure and adulation. I don't want to lay down my life. I don't want to put God first. I want this world to be a pleasure cruise. I don't want it to be sacrifice and self-denial and self-donation. I want others to wash my feet. I don't want to wash other people's feet. I want to see my name in lights, not somebody else's. This is what Jesus means. This is what the scripture is clear. Men love darkness. And conversion begins there. As the gospel, the good news of Jesus is revealed. And we see Jesus and how he lived. Put God first. Radical holiness. That is radical being set apart for God, seeking first God's kingdom, living in constant search and love of God and love of neighbor, and fulfilling God's plan and purpose and mission in this world. A disciple is one who's come to terms with the fact that in his heart or in her heart is a resistance to all of that and is a profound degree of self-love and resistance to God's will. Conversion means, Jesus, you're right about me. You've diagnosed me perfectly. You're the great physician. I don't love anyone as much as I love myself. I certainly don't love you more than I love myself. I'm not patient. I'm not kind. And love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness is not primarily what characterizes my life. I think about myself 99% of the time. It's the recognition that God, who is love, he hasn't come to condemn me because of that. He's come to say, son, I love you. You're sick. I want to heal you. I want to give you a new heart. I want to teach you how to love. I want to take away your fear so that you can be secure enough to lay down your life to seek my Father's kingdom. It's the last thing the devil wants to see. That's what Peter means. St. Peter means when he says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. God, you are God and I'm not. You made me. I did not make myself. I belong to you. I don't belong to myself. You are the master of my life. I'm not the master of my own life. You've made me free. You've created me in freedom so that I would freely love you, not use my freedom for my own pleasure and my own power. Jesus, come and heal my heart. Give me a new heart. Please teach me how to love. Jesus, you said that we needed to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect. And I confess, Lord, my imperfection and my weakness. But I trust in you. I trust that you have the power to perfect me. So I surrender my life to you. And friends, that's the road. That's what breaks the chains of the devil. That's what breaks the strategy of the devil over us. When we surrender our lives to God, to Jesus Christ, who God has sent to save us. Not just the generic salvation of the globe or the world, but your salvation. Surrender your life to him. Let him put his arms around you. Embrace him. Take his hand. And say, Jesus, now for the rest of my life, I want to follow you and I want to please you. Put to death in me that self-love that dominates my life and is ruining so much of me. And I want to be the eternal son and daughter you've made me to be. And I want to live for the Father's glory, not for mine. Friends, that's our destiny. Let's help each other get there. Have a great weekend.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to be able to offer you my new booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? At the heart of the new evangelization is a fresh proclamation of the gospel. But for many people, even many Catholics, they wonder, what is the message? What exactly is at the heart of that proclamation? In this simple booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message?, I take a look at and present in a very specific and simple way what is the core of what we're called to proclaim in this great and important missionary moment in the history of the Church. If you'd like a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.